Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Democratic caucus sites in Wyoming report record turnout as voting continues this afternoon. Presidential candidates Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are battling it out for the Western state's 12 delegates. Ohio is battling a blizzard today. More than a foot of snow has fallen in some places. Dozens of flights in and out of Ohio's airports are running late or not at all. Let's turn now to London, where former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has left a local hospital. The 82-year-old spent the night there after not feeling well Friday. A spokesman says she's doing okay today. Women around the world are holding rallies for International Women's Day with calls for more rights. In the Philippines, protesters called for President Gloria Arroyo to be ousted for alleged corruption. In Afghanistan, President Hamid Karzai called for fewer childhood marriages and said women should not be forced into marriage by male relatives. Back in the U.S., a mom who sprayed her 2-year-old child with a pressure hose at a car wash is now charged with felony child abuse. That's according to the Orlando Sentinel. The 22-year-old woman, who was 5 months pregnant, was arrested Friday after turning herself in. The car wash surveillance camera caught her aiming a nozzle at her daughter at close range. You can see it there. She told police she first tested the water pressure on herself. The car wash manager turned the tape over to police after hearing the young girl scream. Well, most high school seniors can't wait to graduate. You know, you get to turn your tassel. But a West Virginia student is suing his county school board for letting him graduate. And now West Virginia Supreme Court is agreeing to hear his case. Thomas Sturm's lawyer says he should not have gotten a high school diploma because he is still reading at a third grade level. The school board says when Sturm was in school, neither he nor his parents filed any complaints. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, even when you're on the go.